Saturday, October 8th, 2022, 4:40 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio / garage, not doing any painting. I broke this little crucifix that my wife had on this piece of furniture that we have, and I accidentally knocked it over and then fell on the floor and broke. So I glued it up. And it's drying now. I usually give things 24 hours before I actually put them in the surface when I epoxy things together. So that's, I just did that just now. I'm pretty sure I'm going to put that Gamvar varnish on my Emily's Empowerment panel, and hope it turns out okay. And also yesterday I went ahead and I entered that panel and my Whiteness of the Whale panel or painting again to the Crocker Kingsley. We'll see how that works out. I don't know. You know, you look at stuff and you think, well, is it kind of cheesy? I don't know. So we'll see. I'm going to go over and work on the computer. I wanted to upload the latest image of Whiteness of the Whale, because at last Crocker Kings, I entered it and it was not accepted. And so I went back and I repainted it some more, and I just pretty much finished it this year, so it's still eligible now, after I worked on it some more, to be entered in the Crocker Kingsley for this season. Let's see what else I got going here. Yeah, I was probably going to work on the webpage for Emily's Empowerment. I'm not going to put that up yet until I actually show the painting. I guess I could put it up. Why not, huh? Yeah, I guess I could. And anyway, so let's see. What else is going on here? So my backyard project, since we had the dog, is pretty much slowed down a lot. But I'm still working on it. It just takes a lot longer to get some things done. I walk the dog every day. It seems to help. She seems to really want to please me, and anything she wants approval from me, and does not, and feels bad when I disapprove of something, and you know, I don't hit her or anything like that, or you know, but she knows that, like I said, she knows she's not supposed to chase a chicken. She's gotten way better at it. We have this one kind of like lame. He's not lame, but we don't know what's wrong with him. But Margaret brought him home from the village because he was not able to walk really well. So actually, somebody pointed him out to her and said that he's got a problem. And I think maybe he even took it to the vet, and then Margaret picked it up and brought it home. So he's kind of like lone out in the yard, loose, that is. And that's where she wants to put him. I said, go ahead and put him in the garden so at least I can let the dog run free. But she didn't want to do that because there's no shade back there. So anyway, the dog doesn't, when the chickens come out, the dog's not able to run free. When I first get out there in the mornings at first light, I let her run loose, and she seems to like this. We had a little bit of fun yesterday. She actually chased the ball. I got her to get interested in the ball, and she was having fun. And it actually kind of calmed her down. She's getting more and more calm as far as going on the walks. After about a week, she realized, you know, maybe 4 weeks, she knew that that we go for a walk. And I come into the studio / garage, and we exit through the side door this way. And she learned that that's where we're gonna go for a walk. And especially when I get the special harness, and I don't use a collar hold for, I use a harness. And when I get that on, then she really starts to get excited. When I first went out, she was real, just pulling and just, oh, she wanted to go. Let's go. Come on. Let's run. Let's do something. And anyway, so after a couple of days of that, I said, well, we can't let her go out so excited. So what I started doing was I went to the door and she's getting excited. Before I even open it, I make her sit, and she has to sit and stay. And then I'll open the door. And of course, when the first time I did, I opened the door, she was ready to go out the door. So I said, no, you got to sit and sit down. And I waited and waited and waited until she looks like she kind of was resigned to sitting and not going out the door. And then I'll say, okay, So you do that day after day after day. She realizes, oh, he doesn't want me to get excited. I'm supposed to be calm. And yesterday, lo and behold, we went out the door and she was really, really calm, So she is trainable and she's smart and fun, Let's see what else we got going here. I entered the Cocker Kingsley. The dog's coming along good. Oh yeah, I'm going to, yeah, I told you about that. I'm going to varnish the painting. What else? What else is going on? For the dog, the wife and I really want to know what her breed was. And they kept on saying she's a Siberian Husky mix. And I said, oh, okay, I'll go with that. And but what she mixed with, we don't know. So we're going ahead and doing a DNA test and seeing what she's got in her DNA. And plus they give you the little health things and all that, and they're kind of like 23andMe, where if they have any animal that any dog that's on their database that's her relative, they'll let you know. I don't know if they'll let you contact the relative dog or not or what, but that's kind of funny. Let's see what else we got going here. Yeah, it was my sister's birthday a couple of days ago. I gave her a call, wished her a happy birthday. So that means if I'm 69, she's 71, 70, 71, 72. She's 73, I guess. Or 72. I don't know, something like that. Let's see what else. I guess that's it for now. I'm gonna go work on the computer. That's what's on my mind. So let me do that. It's what time is it? 4:48, almost 5 anyway. So yeah, I'm not gonna start painting, but I want to get some stuff done on the computer, including this posting. So have a good one. Talk to you later.